Greetings in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This devotional is titled, A Two-Phase Kingdom. The coming kingdom that the Messiah will bring is an eternal kingdom, Daniel 2:44. But it has two phases. There is what is referred to as the millennial kingdom, also called the intermediate kingdom, which is followed by the eternal state of the kingdom. Intermediate refers to that which is between, because it comes after this present age, and yet before the eternal state. The term millennium is a Latin word that means 1,000 years. It is a compound word with milli, meaning thousand, and annum, meaning year. When you put it all together, you get 1,000 years. So the millennial kingdom refers to the 1,000-year reign of Christ that comes into play at the second coming, which will then merge into the eternal kingdom at its conclusion. So, the chronological order, we're living in the church age, which will be followed by the tribulation period, which will be followed by the millennial kingdom, 1,000-year reign, followed by the eternal state. The idea of an earthly kingdom that then merges into the eternal state is a matter of progressive revelation, with Revelation 20 revealing the duration of the intermediate phase of the kingdom as being 1,000 years. In Revelation 20, 1 through 7, six times specific reference is made to this 1,000-year time frame. Compare Revelation 20, verse 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7. A literal interpretation comes to the position of a pre-millennial return of Christ, followed by a literal 1,000-year reign on the earth, which then gives way to the eternal state. Every other view must spiritualize the text. Although Revelation 20 is the primary text, it is not the only text that indicates the reality of an intermediate phase of the coming kingdom. For example, Isaiah 65:20 says, "No more shall an infant from there live but a few days, nor an old man who has not fulfilled his days. For the child shall die 100 years old, but the sinner being 100 years old shall be accursed." Zechariah 8:4-5, "Thus says the Lord of hosts, old men and old women shall again sit in the streets of Jerusalem, each one with his staff in his hand, because of great age. The streets of the city shall be full of boys and girls playing in its streets." Clearly, Isaiah 65:18-25 and Zechariah 8:4-5 are descriptive of conditions in the coming intermediate kingdom. Compare Zechariah 14:16-19. It will be a time when conditions will be radically better than what they are today, and yet old age and death will still be represented, albeit on a very limited scale. However, in contrast is the eternal state of the kingdom, in which death will be completely banished forever, as seen in Revelation 21 and 22. Dr. Michael Vlock says, quote, "Revelation 20 tells us how long Christ's intermediate earthly kingdom will be, 1,000 years. But other passages also teach the idea of an intermediate kingdom." It's from his book, Premillennialism, page 45. Well, why the need for an intermediate phase of the kingdom? God, from the very beginning, intended that mankind rule the world for him. In Genesis 1:26-28, God gave a dominion mandate to mankind. But alas, then the fall came, and that really messed things up. However, God's intention that mankind rule for him has never been rescinded. Psalm 8:6-8 picks up on the dominion mandate that God still intends for mankind. Fast forward to the New Testament, and we see that this ruling mandate will ultimately be fulfilled in and through the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians 15, Ephesians 1, Hebrews 2. God wants humanity to rule the world for him, but sadly, no one is qualified. In Revelation 5, the one on the throne had a scroll in his right hand representing the title deed of the earth. John wept much because no one was found worthy to open and to read the scroll or to look at it. Revelation 5:4. What a tragic situation. No one was found worthy to take the title deed of the earth and take back the dominion of the earth for humanity. Loud drum roll, please. But then one of the elders said to John, quote, "Do not weep. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, has prevailed to open the scroll and to loose its seven seals." Revelation 5:5. And then John noticed that this lion is also a lamb who had been slain. Revelation 5:6. And then in a climactic move, John saw this one come and take the scroll out of the hand of him who sits on the throne. Heaven is overjoyed. It is then celebration time in heaven. Heaven breaks out in worshipful song, saying to Jesus, praising him for redemption, and saying, "And have made us kings and priests to our God, and we shall reign on the earth." Revelation 5:10. Heaven gets it. This signals that humanity now has a great champion in the person of the Lamb Lion, who is worthy to take the title deed and reclaim the earth for mankind. The redeemed are going to reign with Christ. The dominion mandate is not lost. It is yet to be fulfilled through Jesus Christ, who as the second Adam is humanity's worthy representative, who takes back the earth in a series of judgments, see Revelation 6 through 18, that climaxes in his second coming to set up his kingdom. Jesus makes it all happen. We shall reign on the earth, but all because of him, the glorious one who is both fully God and fully man in one person. Dr. Michael J. Vlock, in his book Premillennialism, which I highly recommend, by the way, makes these salient points regarding the need for an intermediate phase of the kingdom. Number one, there must be a successful reign of man, the last Adam, Jesus, from and over the realm where God tasked the first Adam to rule. Number two, Jesus must have a sustained and visible reign in the realm where he was rejected. Three, there must be a vindication and reign of the saints in the realm where they were persecuted. And four, there needs to be a time in history when all aspects of the biblical covenants and promises are fulfilled. Quoted from Premillennialism, page 120. The kingdom is coming. First, the intermediate phase, the millennium, which will then segue into the eternal state. Fellow believers, get your praise on. We are headed for the kingdom. Daniel 7:13-14, I was watching in the night visions, and behold, one like the Son of Man coming with the clouds of heaven. And he came to the Ancient of Days, and they brought him near before him. Then to him was given dominion and glory and a kingdom that all peoples, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion, which shall not pass away, and the kingdom, the one which shall not be destroyed. Revelation 5:9-14, and they sang a new song, saying, "You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, for you were slain and redeemed us to God by your blood out of every tribe, tongue, people, and nation, and have made us kings and priests to our God, and we shall reign on the earth." Then I looked and heard the voice of many angels around the throne, the living creatures, the elders. The number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing." And every creature which is in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and such as are in the sea, and all that are in them, I heard saying, "Blessing and honor and glory and power be to him who sits on the throne, and to the Lamb forever and ever." And the four living creatures said, "Amen." And the 24 elders fell down and worshipped him who lives forever and ever. Lord, we thank you for the glorious truth of the coming kingdom, and that we as the saints are indeed going to reign with you. That dominion mandate in Genesis 1 is yet to be fulfilled in the person of Jesus Christ, and all because of Jesus Christ. But we thank you for your wonderful, glorious plan, which is that mankind will indeed rule the world for you. It will yet happen under the person of the Lord Jesus Christ in the coming millennial phase of the kingdom, which will then merge into the eternal state of a new heavens and a new earth. We thank you for kingdom truth. Help us to live according to it today. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.